go ahead and say I won't. This game is serious, it's time to get it on. So go ahead and say I won't. I take it serious, it's time to get it on.
Now put your hands together for this next cowboy. He has written his last 7 goals, and tonight he's gonna try.
Well, good morning, everybody. I hope everybody's doing good on this fine May the 2nd, Wednesday morning. It's pretty here in Texas. We're already up to 81 degrees at 10 o'clock in the morning.
Well, good morning to you, Rob. How are things?
Oh, things are well. Scott, I'm actually heading down to Coleman, Texas. I took about 4 pair in yesterday to go sell, so I'm going to run down here real quick and see how they sell.
Okay, well, how's the, are you kind of gearing up in case they have another season like they did last year with the hay?
Well, we don't need another season like last year, but unless we start getting some rain pretty fast, we're going to be in trouble because it's already been well into the hundreds for a few days, and that wind gets to blow and it dries things out in a hurry.
Yes, sir, you're right about that. Well, I know that you were actually able to enjoy some cooler weather up this past weekend. Tell us about where you were.
Well, we were up in Delburn, Alberta, Canada, which is about between an hour and a half and 2 hours north of Calgary, just a little bit out of Red Deer, Canada, Red Deer, Alberta there. Gary Lafew had about 25 students in the bull riding. I had a half a dozen in the bullfighting contest, or the bullfighting deal, and we had a lot of fun up there. A lot of great
people. Oh, I bet it sounds
like
it.
Some really good students.
Hey, that's great. Well, you know, when you got guys that are coming out of there, I mean, you know, you take a look at a guy like Jesse Byrne, and a lot of those guys are starting to get the recognition they deserve up there with the talents they have.
Well, Jesse Byrne, I mean, that boy comes by it genetically. His father, Ryan Byrne, was a great bullfighter, fought bulls at in the NFR a few occasions, and, you know, Jesse, he was born and bred to be a bullfighter. A lot like Wachy Munsell.
Oh, you bet, you bet. Well, you know, with all the Canadians up there, you know, and the bull ridings that are going on, you know, with the PBR in Canada there, these last few years, you know, they've kind of grown into it, and the interest is certainly there. It's nice to hear that the talent is there as well.
Well, and the talent's been there for quite some time. I mean, the Johansons and the Keeleys, and I mean, it hasn't just come about. There's been a lot of guys that could ride bull. Jordy Thompson, Cody Snyder, a former PRCA world champion. Daryl Mills, a PRCA world champion. The Canadians have had no shortage of great athletes.
Oh, that's for sure. Well, you know, while we're on the subject of talking about some of those folks, you know, Australia is another one that is kind of loaded with talent, and I know that you're going to actually have the opportunity to go over there and work with some of those young students with Gary Lafew, and, you know, that's got to be an interesting deal.
Well, Gary and I, we've made a deal. We're going to go over there at the end of July, actually the 20th and 21st we do a school. Then we'll be there during the week, and then the very next weekend, the 28th and 29th, we'll do a school at the same place in Rockhampton, Queensland. And things are going well. We're drawing well on the student department, and looking forward and going back to see Australia. I lived there as a kid, you know, though it's been 40 years ago. So, yeah, I'm really excited about the opportunity of going back and seeing it again.
Well, you know, speaking of, we've actually got an Australian right here with us, and I know that you've been kind of eager to talk with her, and I know she's been really eager to speak with you and kind of get a lot of your perspective. So I'm going to let Katie Bartlett kind of take over, and hopefully we'll get some callers on the line if there's some bullfighters out there, just some fans that are interested in talking a little rodeo with us this morning. They can give us a call at 646-915-9940. We've got those numbers open, so feel free to jump on board here, grab your morning coffee with Rob. But Rob, you know, like I said, we're excited to have Katie Bartlett here with us, and I know you guys have a lot to talk about with Australia.
Yeah, you bet. Good morning, Miss Katie. How are you?
G'day, mate.
Oh, she be right, huh? It's all well, huh, today? Are you liking Oklahoma?
I'm enjoying this beautiful Oklahoma weather. A little different from Denver.
Yeah, quite a bit different than Denver, that's for sure.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. I actually was up late last night. I was telling Scott I was actually watching you on television.
You were?
I was. I was watching the PBR 20 of the best wrecks and the best rides, and you kept coming up in there.
You know, it's funny you say that because I think it got down to like the 10 biggest wrecks or something, and somebody told me, well, gosh, Rob, I've seen you in a bunch of, we've seen you in all but about three of them. I said, golly,
yes.
I must not have been doing my job then.
No, that's exact opposite. You were doing your job. You were saving them. I remember there was one where you just threw yourself on this guy in the chute, and you took it pretty hard for this guy, but you did your job.
Well, you know, I was blessed to play a game that I loved for a long, long time. And, you know, when you get to that level and get to play with the best guys on the best bulls in front of the greatest fans, in the world, at some of the greatest venues in the world, that it's pretty easy to want to get to do your job.
Well, Rob, you actually had the opportunity to do that again this past year at the PBR World Finals, am I right?
Well, yeah, they let me step out there when I received the Jim Shoulders Award that night. Cody Lambert had let me know that I was going to get the award about 6 weeks prior to the finals, and receiving the award in the name of Jim Shoulders, who had been very instrumental in much of my career, I told Cody, I said, well, you know, Jim Shoulders and my dad are up in heaven right now, but I said, you know that they're both looking down, going to expect me to have to run around the bull. And Lambert said, you think so? And I said, I think so. And I said, I promise. I said, I'll make you a deal, Cody. If you'll let me step out there, I promise I'll show up ready to go. And as soon as I got off the phone with him, the last few years that I had been fighting bulls, I went and worked out with the strength and conditioning coach of the football team here at Abilene Christian, Coach David Hess. And I called, the very next call I made was Coach Hess, and I said, hey, Coach, I said, we got about 6 weeks. Can we be ready? And he goes, ready? Ready for what? And I said, you know. And he goes, then you better have your ass here in the morning. And so Coach Hess and I just went to work. You know, I dedicated myself for 6 weeks just showing up with Coach every day. And, you know, I only got to work three bulls, but I'd work 6 weeks just to work another three.
Well, you did look pretty fit out there. I'll give you that. Maybe you needed a little more Just for Men, you know, to get the gray out, but you did look good out there.
Easy.
That was Scott,
hey,
not me.
At least I lived long enough to get gray. I would have cost a lot of people a lot of money, because there's a lot of guys would have bet Rob Smets would have never lived that long.
No, hearing the stories, I don't doubt that for one second. and I guess I better watch it because if I don't watch it, I might not live to get gray either, being that I'm going to be down there with you in Woodville, Texas this weekend, right?
Right. We're going to Woodville to the Bulls in the Woods this weekend. It's going to be a good time.
Oh, and I'll get to come down and meet you as well.
Oh, all right. Well, we'll have fun. Pat Taylor is a great guy, and he'll be our host for the event. So we're going to have a real good time. My world champion bullfighter Miles Hare will be there. Chuck Kinney, a former national finals Wrangler Jeans qualifier, will be there. They're going to have the bull riding as well as a freestyle bullfighting contest. So it's going to be good.
Well, Rob, I know that you and Miles will actually be judging the bullfighting, and they will have a competition bullfighting as well as the freestyle match. Can you tell us about how many guys are entered up in this?
You know, I believe that there's six teams, and I think that there's six guys in the freestyle bullfight. You know, and the team deal will be just like what the fans get to watch at the PBR. Those teams are going to get judged at how well they protect the bull rider, how well they maintain their positions and being able to distract the animal and get the cowboy away safely. The whole goal is that they ride in and they walk out without a wrinkle in their shirt.
Now, how do you judge the freestyle? Because you probably know we don't really have that in Australia, and I only saw it. I've only YouTubed it and seen it, so I'm really excited about seeing it. What kind of things do you look for in that?
Well, in the freestyle event, what you're going to look for is they're going to mark it just like in the bull riding, 1 to 25 points on how aggressive of a fighting bull a guy has, 1 to 25 points from each judge on how well the man maneuvers around the bull. They're going to look for the different tricks that you can do, the close proximity that you work to the animal. When you get run over or run up the fence, of course, you're going to lose points. And the more tricks you can do, jumping bulls, being able to stay in close, make some good tight rounds with them, those kind of things are going to gain you points.
Now, can you get a rerun if it's a dud bull?
if the bull is weak and doesn't fit the pin, and they feel that you exposed yourself and gave him an opportunity to get you, and they don't feel that he fought right, then yes, you can have the option of a refight.
Now, Rob, obviously, you know, with the competition style, you're only looking at maybe 8 to 10 seconds for a team like that. But in the freestyle, how long do they actually have to compete and actually go in the arena with these bulls?
In the freestyle, it's a 70-second bullfight with a 40-second whistle. So you've at least got to go 40 seconds with the animal. Anywhere after that 40 seconds, you can pick a spot to sell it. You obviously, just like anything, you want to sell it at a high spot in the event. So getting a last-minute jump or a last really good round that you feel, then you'll throw your hat and call it.
Okay. Well, what you know, what are some of the things that may or may not happen? Obviously, you know, after that 40-second buzzer, you know, these guys are you know, kind of looking at crunch time there. If they had a, you know, a not so good 40 seconds, then they're going to try to continue that. Is that right?
Well, obviously, if you feel, you know, if you've been run over a couple of times, or you know, you really haven't gotten what you wanted in that 40 seconds, you've got to get it to a spot where you feel you've got a good spot to get out at.
Okay. All right. And, you know, these guys that are fighting in the freestyle match, these guys are also, I mean, you know, when it comes down to, you know, to a bullfighter, can you tell us, like, I mean, are there guys that only fight freestyle? Or they're guys that only fight protection style, or do you really need both of those in the arena when you're working an event?
You know, I see now a lot of guys that want to say that they are protection bullfighters. Nothing chaps my ass more. I think that in order to be a bullfighter, you've got to fight bulls. You've got to know how to handle the animal in order to protect the cowboy well. And I think that all those guys that just want to say that they're a protection man, that basically they're fighting bulls defensively. And I think in order to fight bulls or ride bulls, in order to do the job right, you've got to be offensive about it.
Absolutely. Absolutely.
That'll be one of those protection bullfighters calling.
We'll have to be here. 580, you're on the Morning Coffee Show with Rob Smets.
Yeah, I had a question for Rob Smets.
Okay.
When's the last time you jumped a bull and actually made it over the top of him?
When's the last time I actually got over one? Well, other than the one in Reno, it wasn't too long before that one in Reno.
I told you to quit trying to jump those bulls, Robbie.
Do you know what that voice is, Scott Mesick? Do you know who that is?
No, sir, I don't.
That's a little skinny guy from Wickenburg, Arizona. I'm gonna be nice just because he's got a gold buckle, but he only has one of them.
Okay.
You know, so he's got to show a little respect because I got five. So he's got, plus I am Uncle Rob to him.
Hey, when I heard he broke his neck again, I'd been telling him for a couple of years, quit trying to jump them bulls because he doesn't jump very high.
Cody used to say, Cody will tell you I couldn't jump over a Coke can. I'd tell you I couldn't jump over a beer can. But Cody's a lot more politically correct than me.
That's for sure. So, Cody, good morning to you. And, man, glad to hear from you. How are things going with you?
Yeah, it's all going good. I couldn't resist knowing Rob was on there calling Pop off a little bit.
What did the boys get done at the steer riding you took them to the other night?
Oh, they won all the money. They won two firsts and the second, so it was good.
Good deal. Would expect nothing less from the coaching that they have.
Cody, let me ask you something here real quick. What's your take on watching Rob grow up through the years and compared to some of the bullfighters that you see out there now?
Well, I mean, they're hands down, Rob. You know, Rob's going to be in the scheme of, you know, bullfighting, both protection wise and freestyle wise, he's going to be at the top of anybody's list ever. And you know, I just think there's nobody with any more heart than Rob Smets. I mean, you got guys, you can name a lot of guys right in the mix of that, but guys like Jimmy Anderson and Skipper Voss and Joe Baumgartner, and you know, I mean, the list goes on and stuff. And I just think there's always guys that are coming into the to the sport that don't see it from the same perspective as the guys that have gone before. And it's a good idea for those guys to get input from the guys that have been there and done it, and vice versa. It's a good idea for those of us that are, you know, are out of the sport and it's kind of behind us. It's good for us to see it from their perspective. So, you know, Rob's a guy that can always have his hand in it at some level and teaching guys. And, you know, you can teach a lot of things, but you can't teach the heart that for sure that Rob had. And so, He'll recognize guys that have that same kind of heart, and then he'll put into them what he can, you know, and what they'll take from him. So,
you know, the great thing that Scott mentioned, or that Cody mentioned right there, Scott, is, you know, Jimmy Anderson, who was a guy that I worked a lot with, was like a big brother to me. Skipper Voss taught me how to do the step through on a chair in a dressing room in Omaha, Nebraska. Joe Baumgartner actually came to a Rob Smets bullfighting school. So we all, you know, kind of come out of the same mold. The only other two guys he didn't mention, of course, were Wick Teff and Miles Hare. And, you know, I tell everybody, I say Miles Hare won two world championships, but he was truly responsible for seven because he was probably as responsible for the five that I won that I won just because of what he helped me with. And, you know, Miles was always a guy that was never afraid of the competition. And he wasn't afraid to make me better because it made him better.
Yeah, you would be right there. And you know, we see that a lot nowadays, not just in bullfighting, but as well as, you know, any of the sports. And, you know, you got to surround yourself with successful people in order to achieve that. And, man, I'll tell you, the partnerships and the friendships, you know, that you develop and you learn and you feed off each other as you're traveling down these roads and crossing paths at rodeo. So, man, well said, Cody. We appreciate it.
Hey, no problem. I'll get off here and let you guys go at it. But
Ben, wait a minute before you hang up, Cody Custer. Then the one guy that is probably most responsible for Rob Smets being halfway tolerable now, Scott Messick, is Cody Custer.
Yes, sir. I have certainly heard those stories, and you know, it's really interesting because, you know, Cody is certainly a man that has mentored many out there, and it's really interesting that he would also have a hand in where Rob Smets stands nowadays. I mean, that's just a great deal.
Yeah, we got the room together the last few years. I was riding bulls, and then the last few years Rob was fighting bulls. We roomed together as I was judging the bull ridings and stuff, so... We got a lot from each other.
Yeah, it was good. It was good.
Yeah. Hey, Cody, when you were riding and you did know that Rob was going to be at, you know, events that you were riding at, did you feel like, you know, were you excited that he was going to be there down there with you? And, you know, did you feel a little bit more protected in a sense because you knew how good Rob was?
Well, you know, on a personal level, he was a good friend and has been since I was a kid. And so that was cool. But just knowing who Rob was and there's no backup in him and he was going to take a hooking before you did. You know, you could look out through those slats and not be thinking about if you're going to get wiped out. You look and see Rob Smith and those kind of guys. Yeah, there's no fear in you about all that. So.
Mm-hmm.
Or shouldn't be.
That's for sure. Well, they don't call him Uncle Rob for nothing. I mean, Rob's been out there for a while, and he certainly look after those guys.
Well, we used to be family.
That's
yeah,
right.
He was married to my aunt for a while, and so he was Uncle Rob when I first met him, and has been ever since. So.
Yeah. Right. Yeah. Cody didn't divorce me. My wife did.
Well, it's good to see that the relationship is obviously still there, and a lot of it has to do with the rodeo family too.
Yeah,
darn right.
That's
it.
Yeah. All right, Cody. Well, listen, it's great to hear from you, man.
Yeah, you too, Scott. God bless y'all.
Yes, sir.
Thanks for the shout, Cody. God bless, brother.
See you, buddy.
Bye bye.
Well, Rob,
they don't make them any better than that guy.
I'll tell you what, you know, I mean, just to have an opportunity to sit around with Cody Custer and spend that time with him and learn from him, he really is. He's a true asset and ambassador. Even today, I mean, what he does for the youth and for the future of the sport is just huge. Just like you do, Rob. I mean, you know, you have a chance to fellowship and to teach a lot of these young guys, and you and Miles are traveling up and down the road with Gary LaFeu. And, man, you know, these are the next guys that are going to be up there at the top of the game. And, you know, they're going to learn from the best. And I just think that that's a great thing that you guys are sharing with these guys.
Well, I've really enjoyed getting to go share and do some of these schools. And then hopefully at the same time when we get to talk with those guys, I can try and tell them from a little bit of the mistakes that I did to try to save those guys a little bit of anguish.
Yes, sir.
Hey,
yes.
Hey, Rob, what kind of things do you teach in your schools and pass down to these guys? Because I know, you know, there's a lot of good people out there who are good riders, world champions, whatnot, but some of them just don't have that side where they can teach. You know, it's two totally different things, being able to be a good rider, but being able to pass that on is another thing. You've obviously got that talent. What do you, you know, what are some main points that you tell these guys?
Well, a lot of the things I'll try to tell them, especially when they first call and they talk about coming to the school, of course, is to make sure to show up in shape. You know, the one thing about bull riding and bullfighting, the better shape you're in, the harder it is to hurt, and the event is dangerous enough as it is that, you know, if you're not showing up in shape and ready to go, then you're only cheating yourself. And then we really focus on the fundamentals. You know, everybody wants to think, especially people that are outside rodeo, all think that it's a crazy event and that people are crazy. But if you think about it, crazy people don't last at anything. Crazy people are a flash in the pan. So if I did it for 30 years, obviously I know a little bit about what I'm doing. There's a basic set of fundamentals. If you fundamentals right, you will win more than you lose. But like the sport of boxing, sooner or later, you're going to get knocked on your butt, and then you're going to find out how much heart God gave you and how much you want to play the game.
Mm-hmm. Now, like the bull riders, you know, I know that they check out their stock and see who they've drawn before an event. Do you guys run through the list as well and have a look at what stock will be at an event so you can get an idea on the bulls that are going to be bucking out?
You'll try to look down that list, and then, you know, at the PBR level where I was toward the end of my career, you know a lot of those guys, you know their tendencies, and you can kind of look down that list on a given night and say, whoops, this bull doesn't suit this guy's style at all. We better be on our toes here, you know, and
mm-hmm.
and this guy probably, he ought to ride this one, you know. So, yes, you do get to where you get to familiarize yourself with those bulls and the cowboys, and, you know, it's going to help you for sure.
And, like, I know that you've had, like that, you know, show I was watching last night, there's been a lot of bad bulls in your career. Is there one you can pinpoint that you'd say was the baddest bull you came up against?
Well, the greatest fighting bull that I ever saw was a bull called Crooked Nose. Harry Vold owned him. He was a one-horned bull that, you know, of all the bulls I ever saw, I never saw an animal that loved the game more.
Well, there you go. And so have you ever been back to, like, I know you said you lived in Australia. Is this your first clinic back there, or have you done clinics there before?
No, this will be the first time to go over there and put a clinic. I was just really excited. Gary actually made his deal to go over there, and I had a couple of events that fell apart on me, and so I made a call over there to Brian Dugan and said, hey, well, what about putting a bullfight in school on with it? I said, Gary and I have worked together quite a bit, and he goes, well, let me put some feelers out. And he called me back in a day and a half and goes, yeah, let's do it. So obviously
you'll be heading up to the Great Western Hotel.
Yes, ma'am.
I actually wrote a story on that that venue not long ago.
It's a brand new, they've got a big hotel there and a big indoor arena, right?
They do. It started off with, you know, just a little field on the corner, and they've built it up to something great. They've had you know, Keith Urban singing there. They've had all these big stars that have gone there. Now they've built it up to be something really big and iconic now. So that'll be a great venue for you guys to have a school at.
And I'm just really looking forward to it because it's been years, you know, obviously years since I've been to Australia. So I'm excited about it.
And you're a nudgy boy.
I'm a nudgy boy. I actually played on the undefeated 12 and under team at Nudgy playing rugby union. I played winger.
Wow. I'm going to start calling you Nudgy Boy. Everyone calls you Uncle Ro. You're Nudgy Boy to me. Those Nudgy Boys, oh, my goodness. I won't say too much, but, oh, my gosh, all the girls were like, Nudgy Boys. Oh.
Those Nudgy Boys, they could be a handful a little bit.
Well, with Rob Smets being there, I'm sure of it.
I was going to say that.
All right, Rob, something tells me Woodville, Texas is going to be a great time.
Yep, we're going to have a good time down there. Now,
at least you'll
understand
my Australian slang.
That's right.
I'm just about to the break, so if I go away, it's just because I'm up and down in some valleys here.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. That's fine. We understand that life on the road with Rob Smets can do that to you.
Every once in a while we leave the show.
Hey, Rob, tell us about tricks that we'll see. What kind of tricks were you talking about when you said, you know, they'll do some tricks in the freestyle?
Well, tricks will be like a barrel hop, how well if they take the bull to the barrel, how well they handle the barrel in that situation, jumping the bull, jumping over the barrel over a bull, standing on top of the barrel, walking down a bull's back.
What?
Those kind of tricks.
You Americans are crazy.
She said us Americans are crazy. But, you know, Rob, you know, we've seen guys actually come out and do backflips off of bulls as well. You know, what do you think that does for the freestyle matchup? You know, I know it's hard because a lot of them start off the way by backflipping a bull, and it makes it difficult for them to continue on and keep those points added, you know, after they've done something like that to start the event. Uh-oh. Did we lose Rob?
I think we might have lost Rob.
I think we might have.
Uh-huh.
But that's okay, Katie, because we'll keep rolling on and maybe we'll get him back.
We'll just gabber for a while.
That's right. But, you know, fans, I've got to tell you, Woodville, Texas this weekend coming up is going to be a great opportunity to see a lot of this action. And, you know, Katie, for somebody like yourself that's never seen a freestyle match like this, it's going to be really interesting, especially when you've got two of the greatest judges and two of the greatest guys that are around the sport of bullfighting for as many years as they have been. It's going to be really entertaining, right?
Oh, definitely. I think I'd be a little scared to go out in that pen knowing that two guys like, you know, Rob and Miles are going to be judging me. But, you know, at least you know you've got two of the best people judging you. And like you said, you know, Rob is all about helping people and whatnot. So, you know, you've also got two of the best people that can critique you and help you on a couple of little things should you go up and ask.
You know, it's funny that you mentioned that, Katie, because I will tell you that I've been around the game for a number of years, for about 10 years now. And, you know, since I've gotten out and we started making8rodeo.com, we've actually had a lot of guys. We've been around a lot of rodeos where Rob is attending. And even behind the microphone, how intimidating it is for a lot of those bullfighters to step in the arena knowing that such a legend and somebody who's so educational in the sport, you know, is in there with them. And, you know, I mean, there's no doubt Rob is hard on those guys out there because he wants them to succeed and be the best and perform the best of their abilities, not just for themselves, but because there's cowboys that their lives are at stake, you know. So it's crucial for those guys to really get involved and know what they're doing when they step in that arena. So if it adds a little bit of pressure for those guys, it really makes them step up their game.
Mm-hmm. Oh, definitely. But, you know, at least Rob, at the end of the day, will come up and help you. And it's all out of wanting to help you, to keep you safe and to better, you know, those guys as bullfighters and freestyle, you know, riders. And, you know, Rob might not be doing it anymore, but he's, like you said, still in the sport. That's what we're all doing, you know, like you're not bull riding anymore, but you still wanted to be a part of the sport. So I think it's great what those guys are doing. I think Australia's really lucky to get those guys down there.
Yeah, you bet. Rob, are you back with us?
I'm back.
So there you go. Yeah, we had to lose you for a minute, so we figured we'd talk about you.
Okay. Well, that's what I was thinking about me.
Yeah, well, you should know that anytime I get a chance, you know, we're always talking about Uncle Rob. But, you know,
Nudgy boy.
You know, I got to ask you, Rob, what are some of the things? I know this summer that you're going to be pretty booked. Are you doing a lot of announcing deals or really just doing a lot more of these schools this year? Uh-oh. Well, guess what? We lost Rob again. It's that area he was talking about, but that's all right. We'll catch up with Rob certainly here in just a little bit. But, man, Katie, I got to tell you, this is a really neat thing that has been happening out here recently with making8rodeo.com and being able to work with guys like Rob and, of course, have him host his morning coffee shows is really crucial for the fans out there and for the other bullfighters that are tuning in. Gives them an opportunity to really learn and hear from a guy like Rob. So I know that I know that they're looking forward to it, and we're glad that they're actually able to listen in. I think we've got him back, Rob.
Yeah.
Yeah, sir.
If I go away this time, I'm done.
Yeah, sir. Okay. Well, I got to tell you, man. You know, like we were just saying a second ago, are you going to be doing a lot more of these schools this year? Are you still going to be doing a lot of announcing deals?
Well, I'm doing both. I'm going to the next school is just following Memorial Weekend, the 29th through the 31st. We're going to do a school in Belton, Texas. And then the next school will be my two schools in Australia. And then that's the end of July. August, I rodeo. September, I'm rodeoing. At the moment, October, I'm going to do some events. And then the next big school will be right there by Woodville. We'll be in Livingston, Texas, like the second week of November.
Yes, sir. And I believe we're going to be down there as well because they do have the Bulls and Arrows event that will be down there. Now, with Woodville,
right?
Texas, with Woodville, you know, back in Livingston this past year, they actually had you behind the microphone a little bit as well. Are we going to be able to hear from you out there? Are the fans going to be able to hear from you down there in Woodville?
At Woodville, yes, I am going to help announce the event.
Wonderful, wonderful. And they've got a lot of bull riders that are going to be entered up in this deal. It should make for an action-packed, exciting weekend.
Yeah, Pat and Pam Taylor, they put on a great event. You know, we were there at the one in Livingston at the Cashada there, and that was a great event. We had good bullfighters, good bull riding, and I would expect the exact same thing right here.
Absolutely. Now, are you coming down Friday for the chili cook-off?
I'll probably try to get there sometime Friday. I've just been so behind because I got home so late Monday. We didn't get out of Calgary till 3:30 Monday afternoon instead of being able to get out on an early morning flight. And so I'm just kind of behind a little bit right now. I'm not quite sure when I'm going to get out of here.
Right. Okay. And after Woodville, when's the next event that you're going to be announcing at where the fans can come out and see you?
Then I've got a weekend off. Then I go to Payson, Arizona for the PRCA Rodeo. And then Memorial Weekend on the Friday night, I'll be at Paris, Texas. On the Saturday afternoon, I'll be in Rankin, Texas. On Sunday afternoon, I'll be in Utopia, Texas.
Wow. So that's a lot of miles. That's a lot of miles on that old diesel truck.
I'm going to get a lot. I'll get my share of dry. I'll think I'm rodeoing again Memorial Weekend.
You bet. You bet. Well, I'll tell you, that should make for a real exciting weekend as well. You know, I want to kind of touch on, you know, with these schools and all and how important it is. You know, you hear about a lot of guys that are kind of coming up through the ranks, and I've even heard a lot of these guys go, oh, well, you know, I mean, I watch enough videos and all that. I don't need to go to a school. What is your take on guys that have that kind of attitude?
Well, I think that you've got guys out there that say that they can watch video, but without fighting bulls. The great thing about coming to one of those schools, especially Miles in my school, unlike anybody else's, it's the only school you're going to go to that you're going to have two world champions, two guys that have worked the NFR 12 times between them, and I worked the PBR finals 9 times, that are going to sit there and critique you vocally with it. You know, you can sit there and watch all the video you want, but without having somebody sitting there and saying, nope, you might think you did this, but there's so many times I can even remember saying, oh, I did this and I did that. And then you go back and look at video, and you didn't do this or that. Even
right.
In my own case, I'm not trying to take it away from them. I'm saying even times where I thought, man, I did this to that bull and I did that. Then you get back there and you start watching video, and you go, what happened? Did somebody shut the camera off?
Right.
You know, I didn't do what I thought I did. And to be able to come for $500, say, and come to a two and a half day school and have two world champions tutoring on you, I'm going to be as bold as to say it's the best bullfighting school in the country. Bar, I won't mention anybody else's names, but like I said, you can't go and to any other school and get 60 years of experience. 60 plus years of experience.
Have you ever had any girls come along, Rob?
You know, I've had some girls talk about it, and I'm not trying to be chauvinistic. It drives me crazy to see girls want to ride bulls and to fight bulls. I mean, God didn't make girls to get beat on. And you know, it's such a vicious event, and girls also have body parts that don't take beatings very well. And fighting bulls, you're going to take them. You know, there's no, for a guy that sits there and tells you, I haven't been hooked in 2 years or something, or a year or 6 months, all I can tell him is obviously you're not doing your job.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and I just, like I said, I guess I'm old school, but I don't like seeing pretty girls get beat on.
Well, I'll tell you, Rob, we're going to have this pretty Australian down there with us, and she'll probably be in the arena, but she won't be out there to fight or ride, but she'll have a microphone. Would you mind sharing a microphone with one of these young ladies?
She can run scores with for me.
Uh-oh. Katie, I think we lost him again.
I think we did.
No.
Oh,
I'm here.
There he is. I think we got him.
No, you just tell her to come on. We'll have fun.
Oh, you bet. You bet. Well, I'll tell you, we look forward to it. Like I said, Rob, you know, it's going to be a great weekend. And man, you know, I know that these schools coming up are going to be exciting for these guys. And I know you're going to have a good turnout because just like any other thing, you know, I mean, if you want to be the best way to do it is to learn from the best. And with you and Miles Hare there and the, you know, as much talent as you guys have, and then you mix that in with a world champion bull rider like Gary Lafeu and his positive thinking, and man, I'm telling you, they do make for great schools. I've been to them. I've seen you guys work together, and I think myself, I wish that I'd have had that opportunity back when I was riding to be able to learn not only from a world champion bull rider like Gary Lafeu, but also from somebody like yourself. You know, just those things that you can pick up on out there are just great, and you're not going to get a better school with as much talent for the price.
Well, and, you know, we've turned out guys that are winning. You know, there's a team of bullfighters, Blaisdell and Schwint from up out of Oregon, that have been to 4 protection matches and won 3 of them and 1/3 at the other one. Cody Emerson from Arkansas won the freestyle bullfight at Livingston, and then at Rex Dunn's big bullfight the other day in Ada, ended up 2nd overall to Andy Burrell. So obviously what we say and what we're giving these guys, along with the heart that they have, I mean, we can only do so much, but those guys have listened. They've put our fundamentals to work. They've got the heart to play the game, and they've made their money back.
That's right. Absolutely. Absolutely, they have. You know, well, Rob, I got to tell you, man, I appreciate you putting on this show, and of course, it was great to hear from Cody this morning, and you know, really kind of get the day started right. It's going to be a fantastic weekend, and I know you're busy, but man, it's such a great opportunity for the fans and for the other bullfighters out there to spend that little bit of time with you here this morning and grab their morning coffee and get the day started right.
Well, it's been a lot of fun. You know, the only thing that we really haven't touched on today is that for those that are out there that have been struggling chasing things and having some troubles in their life, that you know, Jesus Christ is out there. He died for our sins. He shed his blood for our forgiveness. And that, you know, I, having been a person that had searched for a lot of things in a lot of the wrong ways, that the peace that I finally found was when I did finally turn it over to him. So for those guys that are out there that are listening and, you know, you've been spending money and trying different things to find the answers and you're still not finding them, you may want to consider the Lord.
Yeah, absolutely. And of course, Rob, you have your numbers out there and ways that these guys can reach you if they need to, because you are such a mentor, not just in the arena, but outside the arena as well, and can help talk to these guys. And that's so important, is to have people that you can rely on. And I know myself, I've called you up, you know, when times are tough for myself, and just help get that guidance, you know, and some of that mental support that we need out there to get on down the road.
You know, that was, as Cody Custer called earlier, you know, the biggest blessing in my career was Cody Custer. He was a great roommate. Days when I was having a little bit of trouble and searching and scratching my head about things, that Cody was, you know, he was there and was a great partner. And so that's what it's all about. Being able to pass it on. The biggest thing that the people that have been saved need to remember is it's not just about us getting saved. Then it's time to step out there and start helping other guys, because God wants us to help bring in the harvest.
That's right. You know, we've got to be that light out there, and I think that's so important.
So, well, I want everybody to have a good day. I just got pulled up here to the sale, so I'm going to go check some stuff out, and I'll holler back at y'all a little later. Miss Katie, it was a pleasure getting to talk to you.
It was. I can't wait to meet you this weekend.
We will see you on Saturday.
Definitely. I think I could come judge some of those cowboys with you.
You think so? Yeah, but we're not judging Wranglers now.
Oh, bugger.
That's for the nudgy boy there. I just had to wake you up a little bit.
Well, if you do need somebody to judge, just give me
a
call.
Yeah, Okay. I'll talk to y'all later. Have a great day.
All right, Rob. You too. Thanks.
Bye-bye.
All right, fans. Well, obviously, this is your morning coffee show here with five-time world champion Rob Smets, and what a great opportunity it is to sit back here on a Wednesday, Katie. Certainly enjoy it. He's always a pleasure to have on, and we just love his shows. Man, so glad to be able to co-host him with him, you know, and be a part of it. But, you know, we got to actually kind of wrap up the show here. And speaking of Wranglers, we've got a good little commercial here. A word from Rob Smets about those Wranglers out there. And I know Katie will be out judging those as Rob and them are judging the bullfights this weekend.
Hey, someone's got to do it. And if I got to do it, then that's fine. I'll cover that for you guys. Don't worry.
That's right. And fans, if you guys are in the Texas area, make sure to come on down there to Woodville, right outside of Houston, just a little ways. And, man, we are going to have ourselves just a bang-up rodeo, a bull ride down there. A lot of bull riders entered up in it. They're going to start mutton busting, I believe, somewhere around 4 o'clock or so, 5 o'clock. And we got a lot of bull riders to come out there. So it is going to be exciting, and you guys won't want to miss it. With the bullfighting competition and the freestyle, Rob Smets, Miles Hare will be down there. Pam and Pat Taylor will be there. We've got to give a big shout-out to them. We look forward to being down there with them again. And if you guys are not able to be there yourself, you can tune in to MakingARodeo.com. We will be streaming live. We're going to have Bucky the Bull down there. Now, you know, I think Rob is good for one more bullfight. What do you think? We get Bucky out there and let him put his baggies on one more time.
I think that would be the baddest bull that he's ever come up against, that Bucky. I don't know about that.
You think so?
He might have to do some extra stretching before that one.
That's right. So, Rob, if you're still tuning in, make sure to go see your coach if you want to match up against Bucky the Bull. But we will see you guys out there in Woodville, Texas this weekend. And, of course, we'll be online there making it. Rodeo.com, so come check us out. Well, Friday we'll be on the road. We're going to do a live show while we're on the road of our Making Eight morning show. So, Katie, we ought to look forward to that. We're going to get you out of bed as we're traveling down here in the Making Eight studio. Or are you going to be back there in the back, crashed out?
Good luck.
That's right. Well, fans, want to thank you guys once again, and we will see you guys Friday for the Making Eight morning show, 10 o'clock Central Time. Until then, make sure to get a grip and enjoy your day. Make sure to go back and check out RobSmets.com.
Well, as the saying goes, long live cowboys. So if you want to be like a cowboy, dress like a cowboy, there's only one way to go. Wrangler jeans and shirts, that's the place to be. Be there or be square. From the low cuts to the cowboy cuts, they've got them all. Wrangler jeans and shirts. Take it from me, world champion Rob Smets. Being a cowboy runs in your jeans.
Well, folks, that's just about going to do it for today's show. I want to remind you, Making Eight Rodeo Network has several shows going on all week long, so go check us out at MakingEightRodeo.com. On behalf of Rob Smets, I'm Scott Mesick, and we'll see you next week for the Morning Coffee Show.
Howdy, rodeo fans. Maniac Dem Buckaroos. Scott Misek here with the Making 8 Rodeo Network. Want to invite you all to go check out Making8Rodeo.com. With weekly radio shows such as Short Go Radio with our good friend Mike Anderson, Katie Bartlett, host of True Cowboy Radio, Bull Talk Hour with Greg McKinley, The Morning Coffee Show with five-time champion Rob Smith, and of course, the Making 8 Morning Show with yours truly. Also check out our live rodeo webcast. And Thursday night, we have rodeo chat right from Twitter. We have all of your rodeo information and Bucky the Bull too. So get a grip on rodeo with www.making8rodeo.com.